Hallelujah. Amen. It's a blessing. All right. Now, I just want to share, just for a few minutes, as I said, with you about Mary and Joseph. Amen. Mary and Joseph are the stars of the Christmas story. Amen. There are some other stars like the wise men, and then there are other stars like the shepherds, and then other stars like angels, and then other stars like Herod. See, in every good movie, some of the stars are bad people. Do you understand? So Herod is one of the negative people in the Christmas story. But this morning, I want to share with you about Mary and Joseph. Amen. And I want to share with you just two simple things, one about each of them, and then we'll close. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing I want to share with you is about Mary's courage to embrace the will of God for her life. Hallelujah. Mary's courage to embrace the will of God for her life. Now, in Luke chapter 1 and verse 26, the Bible says, "Now in the sixth month after that, the angel Gabriel," let me just change my version real quick. Okay. "Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her," you know, the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled. You know, can I just suggest that maybe if you just stand at the back, you know, with the child, when he cools down, you can just come back to your seat. Okay. Right. Powerful. All right. So here is what happened. "An angel came in and said to her, Hail, thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at the..." No, you don't have to. You don't have to go out. You don't have to. Okay, all right. All right. "When she saw him, she was troubled at the saying and cast in her mind, what manner of salutation should this be? And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and shall... And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden," or the handmaid "of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her." Hallelujah. Now, I was reading this story this morning, and I found it very, very, very fascinating that Mary had such an experience where you are in your room, an angel appears to you, and the angel says you're going to have a baby by the Holy Ghost. Do you see? And then the angel doesn't seem to care about the fact that you are somebody's engaged or someone's beloved, for that matter. But the angel says that you're going to have a baby. And she asks, how is it going to be? And the angel says, oh, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will overshadow you. And so what you give birth to will be called the Son of God. You see, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And then to all that, Mary simply says, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. I mean, someone appears in your room and tells you such an outrageous thing. And you have the courage to say, let God's word be with me as he has said. You have the courage to say, God, your will be done in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord's will be done in my life. Now, this is the lesson that I believe we must learn from Mary on this Christmas morning. Hallelujah. The courage to choose God's will. The intelligence to know that something that comes from God is better than any idea you can ever have. Hallelujah. To be able to know that God's plans are higher than your plans. And that God's ways are higher than your ways. And that even though it may be outrageous, even though it may not sync with common sense, even though you may not understand it all, and even though you cannot provide all the answers to anyone, God's will and God's plan for your life is still better than anything you can dream of or put together for yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. See, when we look at our lives, ordinarily, all of us, or most of us, I should say, most of the time, for most of us, if you look at your life, you see that the things that have really worked are not the ones you've actually put together. That the things that have worked for you, if you look at your life and you see where you are is not actually where you plan to be. Do you see? Most of our lives, the way they have turned out, are a product of what God seems to have allowed and what God seems to have put together for us. Hallelujah. So Mary, she very quickly said that, you know, I can't really figure all this out. Do you see? In those days, this is the first time you even hear the mention of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. You see, these days, the Holy Spirit is a more common name to hear around in church circles. But in Mary's day, Holy Spirit was not a very common thing. You see, so for an angel to appear in your room to start with, you see, and to even when the angel greeted her, the Bible says she just wondered, what greeting is this? You know, she was obviously shocked at what was happening. She was stunned by the experience she was having. But within all of that, she still had the courage to say, you know what, God, I choose your will. I choose your plan. And I choose your purpose for my life. You know I would rather have it some other way. And I know I have so many questions that are not yet answered. You see, for example, she was going to be pregnant. She was going to be visibly pregnant. And she was going to have to answer the question in the neighborhood at least. Because everybody knew the wedding had not yet happened. Do you understand? And Joseph, when he found out that this was happening, he also started preparing to distance himself from this mysterious pregnancy. Do you understand? Because first of all, as they are saying, is the Holy Ghost, it means you can never be sure what is going to, whether the person is going to be half man and half tilapia. You get it? Whether the baby is going to be half man and half tilapia, or what exactly is going to happen? Do you see? And he wasn't even sure if he wanted to be the father of such a baby. Do you understand? But Mary, she had the courage and she said, Lord, if you have chosen me for this, then so be it. Hallelujah. If you have chosen me for this, then so be it. If this is your plan for my life, if this is what you want for me, then I also choose it for myself. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to have the courage and to have faith in God's plan for your life. One of the prayers People don't like to pray, it's thy will be done. People do not like to pray for God's will to be done in their lives because we feel that if we choose God's will, God is going to load our lives with unpleasant experiences. Do you understand? He's going to load our lives with things we don't like. And so, we would rather pray that God should bless our will. You see, so we would make our own decisions. We would choose our own things, you know, and then we want God's approval and we want God's blessing upon our plans. Lord, I'm going here. I'm doing this. Say, come and bless it. Do you understand? Yeah, Lord, I'm meeting this person over here. I'm getting married to this person and I need you to show up and bless it by force. You know, Lord, I'm going to do this business and you know what? I want you to bless it. And you dare not, if you don't bless it, I will stop going to church. I will stop serving you and I'll be upset with you. Do you see? And so you come across many people who are upset with God because things did not go as they planned. Hallelujah. But a clever person understands that somebody who made the universe must be more intelligent than you. Someone whose son has stayed in place ever since it was made. You see, someone whose supply of power has never run out. Someone who has never run out of the ability to provide oxygen for the world. Someone who holds the earth in place. You know, his strength and his intelligence must be better than yours. Hallelujah. And you need to have faith to be able to say that, Lord, your ways are higher than my ways. And your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Hallelujah. God's ways, for sure, are higher than your ways. And God's thoughts are higher than your thoughts. As the scripture says in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 9. It says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hallelujah. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. In fact, if you read from verse 8, are you giving us the scripture? You know, Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8. It says, for my thoughts, verse 8, please. Verse 8. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Hallelujah. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hallelujah. They are higher in quality. They are more superior than your thoughts. God's thoughts and God's plans and God's ways, His methods and God's ways of doing things are higher than your ways, and you have to embrace it and you have to accept it. Hallelujah. If you accept it, you're going to find that in the end, the path that looked foolish would lead to wisdom and would lead to a blessing. The decisions and the choices that looked like you were making a mistake would turn out to be the ones that bless your life the most. Hallelujah. Decisions and choices and situations and circumstances, especially watch out for things you didn't set up yourself. You know, situations you find yourself in which you didn't put together yourself. And you wouldn't have put such a thing together because to you it's not wise. Because to you it's not consistent with logic as you know it. You understand? It's not something you could have or you would have put together because that's not your preference. That's not what you would have done. But you find yourself in it because you've been praying that will be done. When you find yourself in such situations, you need to get ready to sit back because you are now getting exposed to superior intelligence. Do you understand? Higher thoughts than yours. If you can believe that at your age, your thoughts are better than Isabel's thoughts. Because what Isabel was doing here, many of you would not do that. And there's only one reason for that. It's because you believe your thoughts are higher than her thoughts. and your ways are higher than your ways. And between you and Isabel is just a few years. So can you imagine what it means between you and God? The Bible calls him the Ancient of Days. You can't celebrate his birthday. Hallelujah. He's too old. You can't celebrate his birthday. Hallelujah. Someone who has been and who has seen it all. He's been around from generation to generation, has seen, observed human behavior. God knows exactly how to make things turn out in your favor if you will trust him. Hallelujah. You know, Mary embraced this prophecy by the angel and she didn't regret it. Any woman would like to be the mother of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, any woman would like to be the mother of Jesus. But she stepped into that place by courageously embracing the will of God for her life. Say amen. Amen. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. Let me read one other passage to you over there. And then we'll see where we go from there. Amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 1 Corinthians chapter 1 chapter 1 and verse 20. Right. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. The Bible says, "For where is the wise and where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God." Hallelujah. The world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. Now jump to verse 25. It says, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." Hallelujah. It says, "The foolishness of God is wiser than men." Do you understand? The basest idea from God is wiser and smarter than any idea you can come up with. Hallelujah. And you better believe it. The sooner you believe it, the better it will be for you. Because you will run the scale of your life only to come to believe that really God's plans and God's ways are higher and should have been chosen above your own plans and your own ideas. Hallelujah. God's plans and thoughts and purposes, the Bible says, even when they are foolish, even when they are foolish, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. And the weakness of God, when God is weak, he is stronger than men. Is it not true? Because even when you are sick, you are stronger than Isabel. Romy, is that true? Even when you don't feel well, you are still stronger than Isabel. That is why you see a mother who is not feeling well is still carrying her baby. Do you understand? Because even a sick version of the baby's mother is still more capable than the baby herself. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is what you need to have faith in that. You need to have faith in that. And that is the reason why even when people have had babies, they've had C-sections and all kinds of things, they are still the ones that feed the baby because the baby cannot feed them. Hallelujah. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen, on this Christmas day, that God's plans and God's thoughts for your life, even if they sound absurd, even if they sound like you're wasting your time, even if it sounds like you're throwing your money away, it sounds like you're wasting, if the idea came from God, if the idea is from God, it's wiser than your idea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take something like paying tithe. If you rationalize the payment of tithe or giving of your tithe, you will never be able to pay tithe because it doesn't make sense. But if the source of the idea is from God, you will grow up to find out that it is wiser to pay your tithe than not to pay your tithe. Hallelujah. Only God can say it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's Christmas Day. There are two people. One has a present. The other one has no present. Now, the one who has a present is giving to the other one. To their mind, this one who is receiving a present is the more blessed one. And the one who is parting with the present is the one who is losing. But when God looks at it from above, he says the one who is receiving is the loser. And the one who is giving that present, although to our eyes they are parting with something, the one who is receiving is actually the one who is losing. The one who is giving, parting with something, is the one who is gaining. Only God can come up with that kind of reasoning. One day Jesus said, you know something, the greatest person among the disciples were just, you know, arguing who is the greatest, you know, because their idea was who is the greatest means that the greatest will sit here and then the ones who are not great will go and fetch water and come in, you know, because that's the human notion of greatness. A big man is the one who sits back and does nothing. And the ones who are not so big or are not like him, they are the ones who do everything. Do you understand? Then Jesus says, no, you guys have it wrong. Rather, the greatest is the servant of all. When you enter the place, the one who is serving everybody, he is the greatest one. You see, that is the way the kingdom of God works. And if you're going to be in the kingdom, and if you're going to benefit from the kingdom, you need to live your life or align your life to the rules and principles of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Anybody who comes to the United States, let's say you come from the Caribbean or come from England, any of those countries where they drive on the other side of the road, the wrong side of the road, you know, yeah, where they drive on the other side of the road. If you come from there, and you want to live in America without adapting your driving to the rules and principles that govern driving in America, you're going to have a very miserable driving life. In fact, you will not last. It won't be long before they take your license from you. Hallelujah. Yeah. When you are in a kingdom, when you come into a kingdom, you need to adapt your life to the principles that govern that kingdom. Hallelujah. And so as we are in the kingdom of God, we need to adapt ourselves. We need to reorient ourselves and line ourselves up with the principles that govern the kingdom. The principles that govern the kingdom are principles found in the word of God. They are not any man's idea. They are just ideas. They are things that God himself has provided for mankind. And that's what Mary chose. Mary said, I want the word of God. Let it be unto me according to your word. Whatever the word says, that's what I want for my life. Whatever the angel is saying or whatever the word of God is that is being brought to me, that's what I choose. I have my questions, I have my doubts, but I'm going to go with it anyway. I don't have answers to it. If somebody asks me, who is the father of this baby? I don't even know what I'm going to say. If they ask me, so what will his last name be? I don't know what they're going to say. Even Joseph, who was going to get married to her, was planning to leave her, but she still said, if God said it, that's my choice. Hallelujah. If God said it, that's my choice. If God said it, that's my choice. The Bible says there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that road leads to destruction. Hallelujah. I was reading a verse the other day that said that it said stolen waters are sweet. You see, it says that the stolen waters are sweet, but afterward your mouth will be full of gravels. You know, and I was just thinking about that verse. How come is it that something that tastes so sweet today has a future of gravels in it? The thing that will become gravels in your mouth does not taste like gravels at the beginning. That is why we need to trust in God's judgment. You understand? That's why we need to trust and obey in God's word. Hallelujah. Obey God and obey his word. To be faithful. To not commit sin. You understand? You know, sin has pleasure and it's nice. You understand? And it's sweet. But God says afterwards you pay for it. You know, you pay for it. Afterwards you pay for it. You know, and when God says you pay for it, you better believe it. Because if you go to a restaurant and they start serving you with the things and the waiter says you will pay for it, you should just believe it. Because you usually do. Isn't it? Yeah. You'll be enjoying the things, then the waiter will keep coming, they'll keep coming. Then one more time they'll come, this time not with food. They are not coming to add to your pleasure. Now they are coming to give you a bill. This is the cost of the pleasure you have been enjoying. Hallelujah. Let's believe God's word. And let's understand that God's ways are higher than our ways. And God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And if we surrender and say, Lord, let your will be done in my life. You know, it will sound crazy. Even your friends will think you are crazy going to church. You are crazy. You are giving your money to the church. You are crazy. You're going to church on Christmas Day. It's evening. You are going to church. You have to go to work in the next morning. Listen, if the idea arises out of God's mind, know that even when God is foolish, He is wiser than the wisest human being. Hallelujah. Even when God is foolish, He's wiser than the human being. Hallelujah. One day Jesus was preaching and He decided to feed everybody. The only food they could find there was a little boy's lunch. And people were trying to skip it. Jesus said, bring the boy's lunch to me. You see, right there, some of us, if we were at the meeting, would have started to criticize already. We would have said that, what preacher is this who is so insensitive? Do you understand? A little boy's lunch. And we are taking the little boy's lunch from him to feed everybody. What nonsense is that? Do you understand? And some will quit the church because of that. But if the idea came from God, it means that the idea contains in it sufficient wisdom to turn what a human being thinks into foolishness. At the end of the day, everybody ate, the little boy ate too, and they had surplus food for everybody and the little boy if he wanted to bring some home to his parents. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So I don't know what is on your heart and what God is telling you to do that does not sound reasonable to you. Sometimes when we are doing God's will, it's as though we're losing something. It's as though our lives are being spoilt. It's as though our lives are being destroyed. It's as though you are going backwards instead of forwards. It's like instead of advancing, I'm retreating. Are you getting what I'm saying? But I want you to know that if the idea is from God, you know, Pastor Molina, you had that amplified version, isn't it? This is the verse. Stolen waters are sweet and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are in there and her guests are in the depth of hell. Huh. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, but the verse, I want you to give me the amplified version of this 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 25. It says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men and the weakness of God is stronger. Because the foolish thing that has its source in God is wiser than men. And the weak thing that springs from God is stronger than men. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 27. Verse 27. But God has chosen. In fact, if we read, let's read verse 26. For ye see your calling, brethren. How that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised has God chosen. Yea, the things which are not to bring to naught the things which are. Hallelujah. So if you were to look at God's list, you're going to find not many wise, not many mighty, not many noble, you know. Instead, you're going to find foolish things, according to verse 27. You're going to find weak things, you know, foolish things, weak things, and then base things and despised things. Foolish things, weak things, base things and despised things. Those are the things that you would see on God's list. God's choice would be made up of things that we wouldn't have chosen. Because all of us don't like the foolish things. We don't like the base things. We don't like the weak things. And we certainly don't like things that are despised by people. Hallelujah. But if God was to choose, He would choose those things. Hallelujah. And out of that, He will make a beautiful life out of whoever He's applying that to. Amen. So on Christmas morning today, I want to encourage you, don't be afraid to choose what God has chosen for you. Don't be afraid to embrace and to accept the life that God is choosing for you. Don't be afraid to embrace and accept the foolish things, the weak things, the despised things, the things you are not so proud of. Hallelujah. Even sometimes to tell someone I'm going to church, you are shy of it. Don't be afraid to choose that. Choose that. Choose that. Because if it springs from God, it's wiser than anything any human being can put together, including yourself. Hallelujah. God can plan your life and give you a better life than you can ever give to yourself. Hallelujah. So let's have faith in God. Let's be as courageous of Mary as Mary. And I believe that we will have the glory. Today, some people even worship Mary. You know, some people revere her so much, it looks like even worship. Hallelujah. But that's how to get there. The road to that place is having courage to accept what God has for you. Say amen. Stand to your feet and let's bring the service to a close. Say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. Is anybody blessed by the message? Has anybody learned something today? Hallelujah. Just bow your heads with me. Everybody just bow your heads. We're just closing, you know. And I want you to take a moment and just pray and say, Lord, whatever it is you have for me, I want to sign up for it right now. I want to submit myself to your will. I want to embrace your will, your thoughts, your ways, your choices, your decisions. I want to embrace them for my life today in the name of Jesus. Mary said, outrageous as this sounds, because it springs from God, I choose it. Because it's coming from the Lord, because it is the word of God, I choose it. I choose it. Even though it sounds so unreasonable, even though it seems like something that would disturb my plans. Mary said it would disturb my marriage plans. We're planning to get married just down the road. This thing is going to upset everything. But she still said, I choose it. I choose it. I don't know what plans you have for yourself, or you have for your children, or you have for your family, or you have for your education, or you have for your future. Whatever plans you have for yourself, here is an opportunity to trade them for God's plans for your life, and to say, Lord, let it be done unto me as you will. Whatever you want, I'll choose that. I'll choose that. I'll choose that. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. He alone is worthy, for He ways are higher than your ways, and his thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Alone is one, for he alone is worthy him from the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want you to bow your heads while every eye is closed this moment. And I want to give you an opportunity this afternoon on Christmas Day. There is no greater present you can give to yourself on Christmas Day than the decision to give your life to Jesus. And so maybe you're here today and you're saying, Pastor, pray with me. Today is a good day to begin. Or it's a good day to begin again. But I want to give you that opportunity. And I want you to raise up your right hand. And if you're saying, Pastor, I want my sins to be forgiven, I want you to come and pray for me. I want you to pray for me. And I want my sins to be forgiven. And I want to be a child of God. If you're saying that in your heart right now, I want you to raise up your right hand. It may look stupid and foolish, but remember, a foolish thing that springs from God is wiser than anything that can come from you. Any thought or idea that can come from you cannot compare with the foolish thoughts that comes from God. So I want you to raise up your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. Just raise it up. Why don't you do me a favor? Just come. I'll meet you right here. Come and meet me right here. Just come and I'll pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. Just come. Come, someone. Come. Just come. We're starting afresh on Christmas Day. I'm dedicating my life to God. I'm beginning afresh with the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to lead you in a prayer, and I want us all to say this prayer together. I want everybody to join this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I commit my life to you today.
I commit my life to you today.
It is Christmas Day.
It is Christmas Day.
And God gave you for my life.
And God gave you for my life.
And so I respond to you.
So I respond to you.
By coming to you with my life also.
Coming to you with my life also.
Lord Jesus. Forgive my sins.
Forgive my sins.
Let your blood wash me.
Let your blood
and let it cleanse me.
And let it cleanse
me. Make me a child of God.
Make me a child of
from today.
From today.
I want to live a new life.
I would like to live a new
life. I want to live a life that glorifies you.
I want to live a life that glorifies
you. I want to live a changed life from today.
I want to live a changed life from today.
From today, I want to please you with my life.
From today, I want to please you.
I want my actions.
I want my actions.
I want my decisions.
I want my decisions.
I want my choices.
I want my choices.
To glorify you.
To glorify you.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
To live for you.
To live for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let your will be done in my life.
Let your will be done.
Because your ways are higher than my ways.
Because your ways are higher than my ways.
And I admit it.
And I admit it.
And your thoughts are higher than my thoughts.
And your thoughts are higher than
and I accept that too.
And I accept that too.
So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your will be done.
Let your will be done.
In my life.
In my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may go back to your seat. Hallelujah. Amen.